ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Tamid is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Meseches Tamid, Daf Chof Ches. The Mishnah on Daf Chof Ches speaks of the pre-dawn activities that were done by the Kohanim before Alois HaShachar, at a time when it was still halachically night. And one thing that the Mishnah speaks of, it says that he'emidu oisei chavitim la'asois chavitim, that they put up the Kohen who would be in charge of preparing the Minchas Chavitim for the Kohen Gadol, and he began his preparations at this time when it was not yet dawn. The Minchas Chavitim was offered in the name of the Kohen Gadol on his behalf, every day, half together with the Tamid Shel Shachar, half together with the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'abayim, and the preparation of the Minchas Chavitim began to be done at night, when it was still a halachically night, before the Alois HaShachar. The Kiva Eger over here in the Tosef, the Kiva Eger in the Mishnah, brings a Yerushalmi in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that says that this Mishnah is applicable, and it is so, both during the weekdays and on Shabbos, and the Yerushalmi is Mechadish, that it was not even on Shabbos, even before daybreak, despite the fact that the malachos that you were doing to prepare the Minchas Chavitim, and these involved malachos to prepare it, they were done with Tzorech HaYoyim, they were done for the purpose of a mitzvah offering of the Minchas Chavitim that would be done after daybreak, during the Yoyim. Nonetheless, it could be Doicha Shabbos already during the pre-dawn time, at the time when it was still Laila. The Yerushalmi in question is the Yerushalmi in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and over there in Yerushalmi, clears a Shaila. Something which its mitzvah is to be done by day, for example, the Mincha, like Karbonis in general, the Seder Avoiders have to be done by day. So by Mincha, Mincha Satomet on Shabbos, and Mincha Ravitim on Shabbos, and the various Karbonis that you bring on Shabbos, the din is that they override the Shabbos, and you can even do Malachis on Shabbos to prepare them, to do their Avoiders. So here, we want to know, says the Yerushalmi, it's true that the Avoiders of the preparation of the Mincha Ravitim would override the Shabbos, but since the mitzvah is by day, do I say that the override of Shabbos also is only Gegeben, a koyach of a dechiyah, of an override only during the daytime, time of Shabbos, not during the pre-dawn time when it's still night? Or do I say that since the chavitim is doicha Shabbos, so the preparation steps could even be done on Shabbos before daybreak, at the time when it's still Laila, and override the Shabbos despite the fact that you don't have the Zman Mitzvah yet of the chavitim, which is not till the day? And that's the Yerushalmi's Shaila, and the Gemara is Yerushalmi's push at this question from the Mishnah here. And the Mishnah says, he'emidu ois chavitim la'as, which the Yerushalmi takes to mean both by Shabbos and by weekdays, that the din was that they set up the person preparing the chavitim to prepare those mechas chavitim even before daybreak and even to do malachos, even on Shabbos, despite the fact that the mitzvahs mechas chavitim, it's a Zman mitzvah, is only by day. The Yerushalmi then asks, maybe you could say that the Mishnah is only talking by during the weekdays. Perhaps on Shabbos the din was different and they did not violate or override any Shabbos melachos until daybreak. So the Yerushalmi nein, because since we have a Braisa, the Braisa is really elaborating on the Mishnah that we have near the very end of Masechta Tamid, at the end of the seventh parak, the Mishnah says, "Ze seder avoidas beis elokeinu." In other words, that the whole process of the daily activities that the Mishnayos here speak of, activity after activity, at the end of it, the Mishnah says that this is the seder avoidas beis elokeinu, and the Yerushalmi had a braisa that has a more longer arichus haloshein, that the Yerushalmi's braisa says, "Ze seder avoidas beis elokeinu bein bayoyim ubein balayla, bein bechoil ubein b'shabbos." So regardless, whether it's Chol or Shabbos, we had exactly all these activities done, including this Seder Oise Chavitim, Laase Chavitim. So this is the raya, says the Yerushalmi, that the Mechas Chavitim, even though it's Mitzvah Sabayoyim, you could have an override of Koyach HaDechiyah, that its preparation acts could be Doicha Shabbos, even during the pre-dawn time, even when it's still Laila. The Yosameach writes that, in his opinion, the Rambam, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, is meduyik, that he's alluding to this Yerushalmi, although he does not say it beferish. The Rambam goes through the whole Seder of these Mishnayos over here, and he brings in our Mishnah's din, Hemidu, Oisech Havitim, Laaseh Havitim, and the Rambam then goes on in the Hemshech of the words of the Rambam in Perek Ches Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam says that all these activities were done the same way, Shabbos and Chol, weekdays and Shabbos, except, says the Rambam, for one thing, that the Mishnah also mentions here, and the Rambam mentions it, that the Kohenim would do a pre-dawn inspection of the inside perimeter of the Azorah to check to make sure that all the Kalim were in place, all the Klishoris were in place for the next day. And it says that, the Mishnah says, the Rambam says, that they would carry avukos beyod, and they would carry torches in their hands to be able to see where they're going and to inspect for the kalim. The Rambam is machadish there, it's not mefurish by us in the Mishnah, but the Rambam is machadish that this does not apply on Shabbos, because on Shabbos the avukos are mukta, and on Shabbos he says the kohenim would look around the Azorah, check for the kalim by the light of fixed avukos that were fixed in place. That's the one difference, the Rambam says, choyel from Shabbos. Based on this, the Urus HaMeach says, if Mashman and Rambam, there were no other differences, choyel from Shabbos. And since the Rambam mentions that during the pre-dawn time, they were he'emidu oisei chavitim, la'asois chavitim, that indicates, says the Urus HaMeach, that the Rambam passing like the Yerushalmi, and the koyach adachia, the override of Shabbos, and the preparation, malachos, of the chavitim, this could override the Shabbos, even during the pre-dawn time, even when it's the Lila, even though the Chavitim is Be'etzem, Mitzvah Sebe'yayim. Having said that, the Urus HaMeach writes, however, that he's very unclear to him exactly which Melochis we're talking about and which processes of the Michas Chavitim we're preparing before dawn. One easy explanation, he says, is that maybe you could learn that we're talking about the heating up of the water. So you're cooking the water for the purpose of the Chavitim. The Chavitim had to have water. They had to scald the Chavitim. It's actually one of a number of series of steps that were done with the Chavitim, as mentioned in Sechta Menachos. So maybe they heated up the water, and heating up the water perhaps is a malacha of Bishul. Maybe that's what we're discussing. The Sameach says that's out of the question, because since that's a malacha she'ef shebeyoyim, there's no reason whatsoever why they couldn't heat up that water and leave it over boiling over the fire from before Shabbos, from Friday day, and just leave it there for Shabbos. So since it was ef shebeyoyim, it would not be doicha Shabbos. That's the big klal, he says. And we cannot be discussing the boiling up of the water. The Sameach actually comes out that we could be discussing the tigun, the frying of the mincha, and the Sameach says that the frying of the mincha, he says, Befrat, you know, in Masechet Menachos we had the machloikis in terms of the seder of the steps in preparing the Mechas Chavitim. It was fried and it was baked, and the machloikis in the Gemara was the baking is first, the frying is first. So the Urus HaMeach says that Befrat, if you go like the Man D'Omer, that the frying was before the baking, we could say like this. He says, even though we know, and this is a given, that the baking took place after daybreak, there's no question whatsoever the baking had to take place after daybreak. The reason for that is because the baking took place in a klishoris, like the Gemara tells us. There was a klishoris, a consecrated vessel that they had to bake in. And the klal is that whenever you have a korban, which originally in the first stage of its kedusha has a kedushas peh, an oral verbal consecration, then once you apply it, you bring it into contact with the klishoris raises the level of kedusha of the korban and gives it a kedusha that guf. Once it gets a kedusha that guf, the big klal is that at that point it's vulnerable to being nifsal belina, that leaving it overnight or going through alois hashachar, passing through alois hashachar, and make it be possible belina. Since the afiyah of Michas Ravitim was done in the Klishoris, therefore it was muchrach that the afiyah had to take place after daybreak. It could not take place before daybreak. If it took place before daybreak, then it passes through the Alois HaShachar moment, and it becomes Nifsa Belina, and it's Pusul. So that's why they had to do the afiyah after daybreak. However, it says, the Urus HaMeach, one could argue that the Tingun, the frying, if you hold it, that was before the afiyah, like that Man D'Omer, maybe the Yishambu was going like that Man D'Omer, and we could say that frying of the Michas Ravitim took place before daybreak and not in the Klishoris, and that's what we're discussing, that's the Malacha we're discussing in the Yushalmi, and that was the Malacha that was done before dawn. However, the Urus HaMeach comes out that even though that's a plausible pshat, he says that it would not work lahalocha. It could work perhaps in the Yushalmi, but lahalocha, he says, we come out that the various steps, even before the afiyah of the Michas Ravitim, the frying of the Michas Ravitim, that also had to be done in a klishoris, and since it had been a klishoris, it would have to be done after dawn, not before, because it's done before dawn, it gets nifsa belina once it goes through dawn, having been put in a klishoris. So the Asamech, interestingly, his maskana actually is that although he can learn up the Yushalmi, to learn the Rambam, which he said was saying the Yushalmi's din, is actually unclear. In other words, is there some actual chiddush in this Rambam, the chiddush of the Yushalmi, given the fact that we really can't identify Halacha, which malacha was being overridden in the pre-dawn time. The opinion of the Yosemech is that the Yerushalmi could have been talking about Tigun, but Halacha won't work, because we hold it has to be Nikli Sharis, and therefore it has to be done post-dawn, after dawn, and we don't really have any particular Chiddush for the Rambam, the idea that these pre-dawn so-called malachas could be done on override, even on Shabbos, really have no malachas that were done during that time. This is the Yerushalmi, he ends up with really without a complete clarkite in the Rambam. The Nezer HaKodesh over here does have a suggestion. He suggested we're talking about the Lisha and the Aricha. In other words, these are steps that are actually before the Tigun and before the Afia, before the frying and the baking. We have the kneading of the dough. We have the shaping of the dough, which is also included in Lisha. And these activities are Malachas on Shabbos. And the Nezer HaKodesh writes that in Masechta Menachos, he was Mevarer that you could learn that these Lisha and the Aricha was done without a Klisharis, and consequently they could be done before daybreak. Because if it's without a Klisharis, you don't got to worry about passing through Alois HaShachar and being Nifsabalina, since they were done without a Klisharis. So he says he made that case in Menachos that the kneading and the shaping are done without a Klisharis, and maybe the Rishami is talking about those activities. They were done before daybreak, they involved Malachis, and they were Doicha Shabbos. That's the Nezer HaKodesh. A number of Heintig and Mechabrim, contemporary Mechabrim, write that although that's a plausible Mahalach, it's actually Soise, Rashi, and Toises, and Mesech the Menachas, Tzadik Vav. Rashi and Toises both speak out that the Lisha and the Aricha were done in a Klisharis. Now, according to Rashi, even the kneading of the dough was done in a Klisharis, and consequently, according to that, it would have to be done after daybreak and not before, otherwise it would be Nifsabalina. So Nezer HaKodesh of Shat, while it's plausible in the Sugya, it doesn't work out with Rashi and Tosis in Masechta Menachos. On this Indian, however, I saw that Reb Yitzchak Sirotzkin in the Minas Yitzchak has a couple of observations on this point. One is that he points out that it's extremely unclear where Rashi and Tosfos in Menachos got this din. It's not beforeish in the Gemara. Where this din come from, in their view, that the Lisha, the kneading of the Menachos, needed to be done in a Klisharis as well. The truth is, the Gemara, as the source of the concept of preparing the Menachos in a Klisharis, the Gemara brings down a pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel, it says, it's a pasuk near the end of Yecheskel. The Malach over there is taking Yecheskel and giving him a kind of a tour of the Beis HaMikdash, the La'osid, and the Malach shows him a place, and he says, Zeh HaMokoim, Ashi Yevashlu Shom Esachatafes, and so this is the place where they're going to be cooking the chatas and the osham, the punkum where they're going to be baking the mincha. And they're not going to be allowed to take out these Kodesh Kodshim after the Chatzar Chitzayin, they'll have a special Kedusha. And the Gemara over there in Menachos makes a drasha, Mincha Dumi Dechatas for Osham. The Pasuk compares, juxtaposes Mincha Dechatas and Osham. Ma Osham Dechatas Tunen Kaili, Af Mincha Tunen Kaili. Just like Osham Dechatas need to be a Klishoris to be do the Voidus Adam, so too the Mincha also has to have a Kaili. So the Mincha needs a Klishoris. And the truth is, in other words, that in context, the Pasuk is specifically referring to Asher So that what you see clearly is that the afia of the mincha has to be done in a klisharis, and that's taka muskim, that the baking of the mincha is done in a klisharis. Rashi and Taisan the sugya over there, however, on mavur that the lisha also required a klisharis, and it's not clear where Rashi and Taisan saw that in the pasuk or in the sugya. Rav Sorotskin adds that in his view there's a different Taisan in Zvachon Daf Chof and earlier Menachos, that is actually Meduyik and Mashav Haket, that the Lisha was not done with the Klisharis. And if we accept this thing that Rav Sorotskin suggests, that it's actually Machlokes Rishonim and Desteris in this, about whether the Mincha had to be baked in a Klisharis, then you really could suggest once again the idea of the Nezer HaKodesh, that the Mahalach and the Yerushalmi, perhaps the Mahalach and the Rambam, is a reference, like the Nezer HaKodesh says, it's referring to the Lisha. The Lisha, the kneading of the Mincha, is certainly a Malacha, the Malacha of Losh, and this is done in the pre-dawn time, according to this approach, if you accept that there's a Shitas HaRishayinim, that the Lisha was done without a Klisharis, it did not yet have a Kedush HaKuf, and would, therefore would not become possible Lina. The mission continues. The Mishnah speaks of the Kohen that was going to do the Trumas HaDeshen, and it says that he walked through the Azor, and the other Kohen did not see him, they did not hear the sound that he made, until they were Shoymin es Koil Ha'etz, She'osa ben Kotin Muchni Lekir. So then they heard the sound of the wood, because ben Kotin, had made a muchni for the kir, and they heard the muchni being used. Now, this muchni is a implement that's discussed in Masechta Yuma. The Gemara talks about it in Masechta Zvachim, and in Yuma, the Mishnah says that the purpose of the muchni was to ensure that the water in the kir would not be nifsal with lina, would not become pasul. There's a shaila exactly. The water in the kir was kedoshim. It's called mayim kedoshim. The pasuk refers to the water in the kir as mayim kedoshim in Parashas Nosoi, with reference to the meisoiti. You take the water mayim kedoshim from the kir. So the water had a kedusha, and consequently it would become pasul. There's two opinions in Zvachim when the water, the halakha kedush, the water in the kir would become pasul, either b'shkia by nightfall or by alois hashah. Shachar by daybreak the next day. Be that as it may, the water will become pasul, and consequently, Ben Cotton had to come up with a solution to solve it. Now, the way that the Mefarish over here learns, and this is the way Rashi learns in Zvachim, and it's the way most Rishonim learn, is that the Mochni was a wheel that operated with a kind of pulley system, so that the entire kir, with the waters in the kir, would be able to submerge and immersed in the underground waters each day at the end of the day, and it would sit there overnight. And in Mela, the water is now Meshukha, and it's together with the waters in the Karka, and consequently it would not become a pasul with pasul Belina. So this is the system, according to the way that most we shouldn't learn this, and a farish learns over here, they submerge the water into the ground, and that way it's part of the water of the Karka, doesn't become pasul Belina, and it solves the problem of Lina. The Rambam, however, has a completely different pshat, which he mentions here in the Perish HaMishnayas and the Mishnah here, and more, he mentions it more later on in the Mishnah in the third Perik, and he mentions it in the Perish HaMishnayas in Yuma, and he mentions in the Yad as well, in Hilchos Beis HaBechir. In all these Mekoymois, the Rambam learns of the Mochni completely differently. He learns that the solution Ben Katina came up with was that he said the Mochni was some sort of a Keili Choyl, a Keili which was not consecrated, it was not a Klishoris, and it was around the kir, and it contained the water in it, and the water was contained in the klichol, the water did not become consecrated. According to the Rambam, on an as-needed basis, when any kohen would need to mekadesh yod v'raglo from the water of the kir, so you needed to have water in the kir, it had to be consecrated, it had to have a kedusha, and it had to come from the kir to mekadesh yod v'raglo. So the water, there was some sort of mechanism set up, according to the Rambam, in which the water would drip down from the mochni, the surrounding keili choil, which held the water on the regular basis, it dripped down from there into the kiyar, and the kiyar would become the skadish in the kiyar, and the king would be rochatil of raglo. So that, the Rambam says, solves the problem of lina, because the water is not consecrated except as an ad-need basis, a little of it, little by little, becomes consecrated by going into the kiyar. Like this, the water spent the rest of it, all of its time in the mochni was not even consecrated with the keli choil, and therefore, obviously, the water won't become possible lina. So this is the Rambam's unique pshat. The Ravid reacts sharply to this pshat in the Hasogas HaRavid. He says, Amar Avrom Dvorm Zorim Ani Roya, began strange things. It's a strange mahalach, and it doesn't work. And he says, our Kabbalah is totally different. And the Ravid goes like, the other Rishonim go that the Mochni is a wheel which operates with a pulley system and lower the water into the ground together to be, it should be sunken into the ground waters so that it shouldn't become possible in them. So the Ravid argues in the Rambam. Now, although the Rambam in all these places translates the Mochni in a manner that's totally different from all the Rishonim, the Be'er Sheva over here points out a very, very strange thing, which is that the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdosh discusses the issue again of how we ensure that the water in the kir would not become possible lina. And over there, incredibly enough, the Rambam actually gives the same etzah as all the other Rishonim give. And the Rambam explains over there that the may kir, the water in the kir, is vulnerable to nifsal lina, etc. So, how do they solve that? The Rambam says, Meshakin oisa be may mikvah imayon, they would actually submerge it into an underground mikvah or imayon. Lamacha Milan oisai, then they would lift it up the next morning, etc. So this is the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, contradicts what he says in all the other places and agrees with all the Rishonim. And the Be'er Sheva writes that in his view, you have to say that the Rambam changed his mind from Hilchos Bias Bechira to Hilchos Bias Mikdash. The final maskana of the Rambam is to go along with all the other Rishonim that he was choyzer, and he now holds that the Mochni was a pulley system which caused the water to be submerged in the ground. Now, a Versteitzach, this leads you into a very basic question. questions about whether it's okay to miyashiv a steer in the yad by saying that Rambam changed his mind. Clearly, one would have thought that if he changed his mind, he could have gone back to Hilchos Beis HaBechira and corrected what he had written there. Hilchos Beis HaBechira is not long before Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in the yad, and it's hard to understand fully why the Rambam would do that to leave. In other words, the Rambam actually left this so-called mistake, or his Havamina, he left it intact in a whole bunch of places. It's in the Perish Mishnayis, and a whole bunch of Meklemis, and it's in the yad, and Hilchos Beis HaBechira. But the opinion of Beis Sheva is that the Rambam was choyzer, but he changed his mind, and in Maskone, Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, he goes to the other Rishonim. The Evna Ozol has a mahalach to get around this problem by saying that both statements of the Rambam are accurate and are correct. And I saw, interestingly, that in the Shurim of David Soloveitchik, and the Shurim of Shurim Shulam David Alevi, and Mesechta Zvachim, and the Sugyan Zvachim, it's a quite similar, although not identical, mahalach. Both of these Gedolim want to say that both of these precautions were taken, and in fact, both takonos were done, and the Rambam is telling you two things, both of which actually happened. The Evan Ozol says as follows. He says that he thinks that the basis, the origin of the Rambam Mechudosh, the understanding of Mochni, comes from the following question. We know that Ben Katin came up with a special tikkun that he made this Mochni for the Kiyur so that the water should not be Nifsa Belina. Now, what would happen, Zok, there before Ben Katin? There were generations before Ben Katin, many generations. What happened before he came up with the system? So, Pashto, Zok, the Evan Ozo, we could say that the water of the Kiyur would become possible every single night, either by Tshkiyu or by Alois HaShachar, different opinions of Zvachim, and they would pour it all water, perhaps, and then they would get new water and Mekadosh the new water for the next day. Except that that's impossible, Doctor, because he says to allow Mayim Kedoshim, water that has a Kedusha, the Guf that he got from the Klishoras, the Kiyur, to allow it to become possible by inaction is actually a violation of the Din Mishmeres, because we have a Din Mishmeres that Chazal learned out of the Pasuk, that Truma and Kodshim, you have to do what it takes to preserve them, to leave them intact, to leave them kosher, and it's a violation of the Din Mishmeres to just allow the water to become possible. And the Ursameach, the Evan also says that actually Rashi and Zvachim Dav Chofalof actually alludes to this, that Ben Katin was addressing this din of Mishmeres when he came up with a system to ensure that the water wouldn't become possible linas, which leads us to a big question that Evan also, what did he do before Ben Katin? Clearly, had some solution. See, he says it's mochrach to learn that Ben Katin isn't the first person who addressed this, and Ben Katin came up with a good mechanism for it, a wheel, like we'll talk about later. But like this, Zokter, really, even before Ben Katin, you have to learn that there was some sort of a rope, it was heavy, it was perhaps ungainly, but whatever it is, it was some sort of a rope by which they would submerge the kiyur into some sort of underground water even before Ben Katin, and they would take it out of the ground every morning, and that was mochrach zok there, because otherwise they would be violating the mishmeres. If so, what was the chiddush of Ben Katin if he just was mechadish this pulley system with the wheel, is that he came up with a more mechanically industrious system, it's more effective, expeditious, and it works much better. But if that's the case, zok, that the Mishnah is tzorachin and yumu, because the Mishnah is befeirish, like we mentioned, that Ben Katin, by constructing his Mochni, solved the problem, and he ensured that the water shouldn't be Nifsa Belina, which is clearly mashma, that it wasn't just a more efficient version 2.0 of the mechanism that they were using before, they're just lowering and submerging the kiyur in the ground, but it was something new which solved the process independently of the water become possible Belina. So what are you going to say, Zokter? So from here, Zokter, the Rambam was Mechiach, the Rambam went out of here, that Ben Katin came up with a fundamentally different solution. Whereas until then, the whole solution involves simply lowering it into the groundwater and leaving it submerged like that overnight. But that solution is not perfect because sometimes you can forget. You don't always remember. So therefore, Ben Katin came up with a more holistic solution, which is totally independent of the other solution, which is he came up with this kli choil where the water was normatively stored. The water for the kiyur was normatively stored in this kli choil. And on an as-needed basis, they would allow some water to flow from the mochni, which is a water storage system, to the kiyur on an as-needed basis. And in Mela, this was a totally new way to solve the problem of Psolina, which is why the submission in Yuma identifies it as a completely different, it's a completely independent solution, independent of the past. However, Zok to Evan Ozo, despite the fact that they had this new system in place where the water was normatively left as choil until it was needed, Ben Katin still felt you had to have the old system in place as well, a double tikkun, an extra tikkun, to solve the problem. In other words, he also additionally would lower the water into the underground waters every night, and this was needed, Zok the Evan Ozel, because on an as-needed basis, the Kohen has Mekadosh Yedov Raglov in the Kiyur, and they allow water to trickle in, and the Kohen doesn't necessarily use up every last bit of water in the Kiyur in Mekadosh Yedov Raglov. So probably some water left at the end of the day, maybe a small amount, but it's some water, and if you just leave it to become pasul, you'll be over on Meshmeres, like we said. So therefore, there was muchrach to leave intact the old solution as well, and Mengtin expedited the process, he came up with a pulley, and this is an additional tikkun that he made, and then Zokta Evan, also the Rambam learned out of our Mishnah, because the Mishnah said black on white over here that they were shoyman koil ho'eitz, sha'osa Mengtin muchn lakir. In other words, of them Zokta Evan also, between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in the Sechta Yuma, it's muchrach that Mengtin came up with two different tikkunim. Our Mishnah before that there was some very noisy tikkun he came up with. Just putting a kli choyl, which normatively held the water, is not a noisy tikkun. What's noisy about that? The noisiness is because they had to winch up the pulley system every day with the wheel, and that made a lot of noise. Shoyman koil sha'asa Mengtin muchten lakir. So from there, the Rambam knew that Mengtin came up with a specially industrious, special system, a mechanical system of winching up and down the water, and that went from our Mishnah. And at the same time, the Rambam also knew that Mengtin came up with a different, fundamentally, totally new and different approach to solve the problem that he learned out of Mishnah in Yuma that says he was misakin a new tikkun, that the water shouldn't be impossible lina, and for that the Rambam learned out that there was a kli choyl which held the water. So both Rambams are correct, and what you have is an elaborate system which involves two independent tikkunim. Rav David Soloveitchik works with a very similar approach. He also learns that both tikkunim are true according to the Rambam. He really makes two points that are distinct from the Evan Ozel. First of all, Rav David points out that this is not just some kind of fluke. If at the end of the day there would happen to be water that would be left in the kir because we emptied water from the kli choyl into the kir, it was a little bit extra amount and the kohen didn't use up all the water, so he had some left. Rather, Rav David points out that be'emes, it actually was a quite likely possibility that there will be some water left at the end of the day for a simple reason like this, Zog there. As a sugi in Mesech Tzvachim is mevur, that the minimum quantity of Mayim Kedoshim in the kir is enough that four koyanim should be kaddish yod of a raglan. Well, I learned that of a pasik, four koyanim to kiddish yodayim for a raglan, that's the minimum amount of water in the kir. Come to choy zok there, imagine that I have one koyan who pops in, for whatever reason he's late, he comes in late in the day, and he has to be kaddish yod of a raglan. Zok to Reb David, it would be mochrach, let's say the water in the kir is now empty at that point, because all the koyanim were kaddish yod of a raglan early in the day, and they used up all the water in the kir, the rest of the water is in this muchni reservoir, which is a kli choyl. Now you're putting more water from the muchni reservoir, the kli choyl, into the kir for the purpose of this late coming kohen, but your muchrach zok to put in four kohenim worth of water, because that's the only way that the system could work, like the more limited of a pasuk, that the kir has to have placed into it a minimum of four kohenim worth of water, and I only have one kohen nisikadash of raglov. So Rab David says it's likely to him that probably they would try to find four kohenim who need it, and they would have to mekadash of raglov four kohenim together, but in those times when you couldn't find that and you only had one kohen, you're always going to be left with an extra amount of water zok there. It's kind of built into the problem was built into the system of Zoytze Zogin, because they have to have four kohenim worth of water in the kir. So maybe that's why it makes a lot of sense that the Rambam is also going to say, also going to learn, like we said, an additional mahalach that whatever water was in the kir, they would immerse it in the ground waters every night, and thereby ensure that the kadoshim water that's in the kir would not become possible. The Mishnah says that the Kohen, whose job it was to be Torah Mesadeshin, went to the top of his Mizbeach, and he was Pino Es HaGecholim Eilach Ve'Eilach. He pushed aside the coals this way and that, and he was Choyte Es HaMe'ucholos HaPanimiyos. So he scooped up a shovel full of coals from the fully consumed coals on the inside of the ash. HaMe'ucholos HaPanimiyos. This Mishnah is explained by the Be'er Sheva as follows. The Be'er Sheva says that the reason he pushed aside the coals at the edges of the ash, Pina Gecholim Eilav Ha'elach, is because those coals, Zokter, were coals. So he says some coals, some charcoal, is from the wood that had been producing the fire, the fuel, and other coals is from charred bits of korban. So the Be'er Sheva says that the outside, at the perimeter of the ash, we have coals that are from the charred wood, and those are not the ones that are mekayim the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. So when you get to the top of the Mizbeach, you push aside those coals, the coals at the edge of the fire, which come from the wood, and you get to the Me'ucholos HaPanimiyos at the inside of the ash, which those coals come from the charred korban, and those have the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. The Be'er Sheva supports this by bringing down a Teres Kohanim and a Yerushalmi. The Torah Kayam and the Yerushalmi discuss a pasuk in the beginning of Tzav, which speaks of Trumas Hadeshen, and it says, "Veheirim es Hadeshen asher toichal ho'esh." So the Sifra of the Torah Kayam says on that, "Toichal ho'esh yochol eitzim." Perhaps the deshen that you're being toirem is eitzim, is wood. And that the Be'er Sheva explains, the intent is maybe you're taking charred bits of wood that have turned to ash, which come from the wood, the fuel that's fueling the, had fueled the fire. Of them zokt the toiras koyhanim, that no. Talmud loymar oila. As the pasuk continues, ashatoich al ha'esh es ha'oila. So the oila, which means, says the Be'er Sheva, that this is the ash that has been, the charred coals that have been produced by consuming the oila, the korban. Those are the coals, those are the ash that have the mitzvah of the Trumas HaDeshen on that. Zoktaf dem the Toras Koyanim yochol evorei oilo. In other words, maybe they don't have to be fully consumed. Perhaps just charred bits of oilo, which are still noticeable, still recognizable bits of oilo, which are not yet turned to gecholim or deshen. So Talmud loymar shetoichal ho'esh, which means it has to be fully consumed. The Zoktaf Be'er Sheva that we see from the Toras Koyanim, which is also in the Yerushalmi, that the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen is dafka to be tired from the ash which was produced by the consumption of the korbonos rather than the ash which was produced by the consumption of the firewood. So that's why you're pointing the gecholim eilach ve'eilach, you shove aside the ash which is at the edges, which he understands to be produced by the wood, and then you go to the mecholos apnimios, the inner ash, which he says that comes from the consumption of the korbonos. Zok de Be'er Sheva, however, there's a Rashi that's shver in this context, it became kosher on Rashi. Rashi in Zvochem daf lamed dalem aleph is mashafakert. Rashi over there is mashma that Trumas HaDeshen, the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen, is likewise on the coal, the ash that's produced by consuming the wood, but that's a shver zach in the Rashi there. The Gemara over there is discussing the din of Chibas HaKoidesh Machsharton in Sugi in Zvochem, which is to say that entities that have a Kedushas Korban, even if they're not actually edible, they're still a Makabel Tumah-like foodstuffs. And the Gemara gives examples over there, L'Rabois, the Ribli HaKro, to Yemar Be'etzim Ulevoina. So Rashi says over there, what is the Eitzim that we're referring to over there that has Kedushas Korban? So Rashi, going Shekichu Be'keili, that it got a Kedushas Kli, Dahainu Eitzim Shechoto Oysan Be'machtas Kli Shores, Me'alham Ben. So that's wood, says Rashi, that is scooped up with the machta, the klishoris, from the bezbeach, together with the gecholim. And it's mashma over there in Rashi. In other words, we're talking about the haroma for the Trumas HaDeshen, and it contains wood in it, apparently, and that's what we're saying, this chiddush of chibas hakoidesh machsharitan, it can be a couple tumma, etc. At any rate, it's mashma in Rashi that Rashi understood that the Trumas HaDeshen could contain wood, and the mitzvah of the Trumas HaDeshen is fulfilled with consumed wood. And that's a shver zach, zokt the Be'er Sheva, because the mashmoy said, our mission is fakir. The Be'er Sheva knows that actually Tosis asks this kasha right over there on the Rashi. Tosis brings Rashi and says, "Ein mashma kein masechta tomid mashma choytam and ucholos hapnimiyos." In other words, Tosis understands this Mishnah the same way as the Be'er Sheva, that you're taking ash specifically for that which is consumed from the burnt up korbonos, not from the wood. So it's shver cut on the Rashi. And Tosis says, "Mi yeshloimer." It could be that Rashi meant to say not a reference to Trumas HaDeshen, but rather a reference to on Yom Kippur when you choyte the chaholim l'ktoris. In other words, there's actually another time in the year, once a year in Yom Kippur, when you scoop up ashes from the top of the fire for the purpose of bringing it in to Yimata Dekteris, Lefnaiv Lefnim, and the Kodesh Kodshim. And over there, Zog Taisus, you wouldn't have this din to Yimak Bedafka on ashes produced by a korban rather than that which is produced from wood. So Rashi could be referring to the Machta with the coals on Yom Kippur, which could contain wood. However, the Be'er Sheva says that the Pashas HaMashmoy is the Sugi with Rashi, but it is not like that, and Pashas with Rashi is actually Mashma, that he's referring to even the whole year, that there could be a Trumas HaDeshen, the Mitzvah Trumas HaDeshen, could be fulfilled even with bits of wood, which is Shmer, the Be'er Sheva says, because that's not the Mashmoyis of El Mishnah, and you can see that Tosis does not learn that way. Tosis holds that the ash dafka from the korbonos is a mitzvah. Likewise, Be'etzem, the truth is, the Edvoa Masech the Yuma and the Chofam Be'ez says the same thing as Tosis. The Edvoa speaks out Be'feirish over there that the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen is fulfilled. He brings them from Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, that it's Evorei Oilo Ha'me'ucholim. It's fulfilled dafka with consumed limbs from the oila. He brought She'enem Ve'heirim Es HaDeshen Shatoich He brings actually the same pasuk as the Toras Koyanim discusses, which the pasuk is mamash saying, and therefore, consequently, the Ritva, based on Reb Chaim Koyen, understands as well, like Tosis in Zvachim, that the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen is only fragmented bits of of consumed carbon. However, the Heintiges Forum point out, and we'll talk a little about this, that there's a Ravid in the Teres Kohenim that's actually Mavur Faket. The Ravid in his Perish on Teres Kohenim, at the beginning of Parashas Tzav, the Ravid says that Yochol Eitzim, in other words, that the Teres Kohenim have a minna, that you could have ash from wood, and that would be the Mitzvah Shemetadeshin, of Demzok the Ravid, Perish, Yochol Efer Ho Eitzim Bilvad Yorim. In other words, that according to the Ravid, the Havamin over there was that you'd be able to fulfill the Mitzvah Shemetadeshin with a shovel full of coals or ash, which is 100% consumed fuel, 100% produced from wood. So Tamad Loimer Oilo She'af Min Ho'oilo Hoya Meirim. That's how the Ravid understood it. In other words, that the Pshadis were being Mechadish, that the Shemet HaDeshen cannot be fulfilled with solely ash produced from wood. Solely wood. It has to be, according to the Maskana, Sha'afman Ho'oilo Hoya Meirim, and according to that, you could fulfill the Mitzvah Shemet HaDeshen with a combination of consumed carbon together with consumed wood, and it would not be a problem according to the Shetas Arayvin, and according to that, you'd be able to be Mekayim, the parish of Rashi, in Mesech Tezoch and Kipshutai, Rashi could be learning Kipshutai, not like Toises is Madrik in him, Rashi's talking about the Shemet HaDeshen of all year, and he still understood that that could contain in it a bits of wood that had been consumed. The Sefer Rinas Yitzchak from Rabbi Yitzchak Sirotkin makes this ha'ora. In other words, that Rashi and Zvachim could be understood kepshutoi based on the Ravid, and Rashi could hold that the wood could comprise an element of the mitzvah of Shemas HaDeshen. However, he says that Be'emes in Rashi and Me'ilo Daf Tes, there is perhaps a mashmois fakert, or perhaps a stereo in Rashi. Right? In Me'ilo Daf Tes, the Gemara discusses a case of a gacheles shepok'o me'al gabe hamizbeach, and there's a distinction that the Gemara makes over there if the gacheles of the coal flew off of the mizbeach entirely, or if the coal remains on the surface of the mizbeach, just it flew off of the pile of ashes in the middle. And what it says is, if the gacheles flew off of the mizbeach entirely, then you don't put it back on. If it's still on the top surface of the mizbeach, then you do put it back onto the pile. So Rashi says over there, loy mairi begacheles de emurim, ela begacheles de etzim ka'amar. So Rashi makes a distinction over there between coals that were produced by the consumption of carbonos, emurim of carbonos, and coals that have been produced by the consumed wood. And Rashi says, this sugya in Mesech Me'ilah is not talking about the coal which was produced by the carbon being consumed, because if we were talking about gacheles de emurim, says Rashi, then certainly chayav lahachsi, we'd have to put it back onto the mizbeach and back onto the pile, onto the ma'arocha, sherei lo nasas mitzvason ad shenitrim otshumas hadeshen. So Rashi said, because the total mitzvah of the gacheles of the emurim is not fulfilled until the trumas hadeshen is nitrimo, until you took off the trumas hadeshen, that's the final step in the gacheles de emurim, the gacheles of the kopanos, and you would put it back on the Mizbeach. Masha'en Kain, this sugya is talking about the gachelas of the eitzim produced from wood, and therefore it flies off of the Mizbeach and you don't put it back. So, the result of Rinis Yitzchok, it seems to be clearly meduyuk over there, at the Kumashmois of Rashi is clear, that the, but with regard to the gachelas produced from consumed carbon, emurim, there we say it's the mitzvah is not totally fulfilled until Shemas Hadeshem. Masha'en Kain, regarding the gachelas produced from eitzim wood, so there Rashi seems to indicate that there's apparently no mitzvah Shemas HaDeshen on that, and therefore the mitzvah is already fully fulfilled before, and if it flies on the Mizbeach, you don't put it back on. So we have Rashi making the exact distinction that he seems to reject in Mesechta Zvachim. Over there in Zvachim, Rashi apparently holds like the Ravid that you could have the gachelas from wood producing, comprising a entity, an element of the mitzvah Shemas HaDeshen. And in Me'ilah, it seems to be the Feirish Fakerit in Rashi. Over there, Rashi seems to say that you don't have the mitzvah of Shemas HaDeshen with the gecholim that were produced from the wood. Now, Be'emes, aside from the question of whether the Rashi commentary on Me'ilah was actually authored by Rashi, which is, of course, doubted in itself by the Mechabrim, but the fact is that the Rinas Yitzchak says that if you're maimik and you look carefully into this Rashi, there's a deeper, a tifer, a havona in that Rashi than that which is immediately evident. And it's not that I was always, because Be'emes, Zok the Rinas Yitzchak, there are tzvei dinim, two different component halachos that are fulfilled in the mitzvah of the Shemas HaDeshen. And this is actually based upon a Tosis in Yuma, Daf Nun Tesamid Beis. Tosis in Yuma distinguishes between the Dishon, the clearing off the ashes of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and the clearing off the ashes of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. And Tosis over there explains that the Dishon Mizbeach HaChitzon required big tikkun, when the Kohen would do the avoida, he would do the activity of clearing the Mizbeach, he would wear big tikkun. There's no big tikkun, however, by the clearing of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Tosis says, and the reason is, Zokte, that only the dish Mizbeach HaChitin has a din of Avoida, and the dish Mizbeach HaPnimi does not have a din of Avoida. This is the aside of the Tosis, that sometimes there's a din Avoida in dish in the clearing ashes, and sometimes there is not. Zokte of them, the that the Fizeb MS, even in the Trumas HaDeshen, which was done, of course, in the ashes on the Be'ach HaChitzain, there will be tvei dinim, two halachas. One of them, a din avoida, and the concept, Zokter, that underlies the din avoida, is it's a final step of the korban, like we just mentioned before from Rashi. The korbanos themselves that are placed on the ma'aroch of the Be'ach HaChitzain, they're burnt up, and even after that, there's another avoida that's done with them, which is the Trumas HaDeshen every morning, which is a kind of a further step in the avoidas HaKorban. And additionally, in addition to that, we also have a different concept, which is the removal of ashes on the Be'ach. The first din is a din of the korban, that the korban should be brought to its finalization, which is done when you have the removal of the ashes and putting them aside of the Be'ach, the Trumas HaDeshen. The second step is the halach in removing ash from the Be'ach. The Be'ach has ash on it, the ash ought to be removed, and that's a tzveiter halacha in the Trumas HaDeshen. That din does not have a din of an avoida, and in and of itself, that halacha would not require the big dekona. Zokte b'nis Yitzchak, the Lefi is there, we can understand a tifer, a havona, a deeper understanding of the sugi Mesechta Me'illah. Over there in Mesechta Me'illah, the discussion is specifically about gecholim that were paku from the Marocha, that burst off on the Marocha, that fell off on the Be'ach. According to that, Zokte, we have to ask the question, if the yisoid that we will be dealing with is the yisoid of a din in the Hilchos carbon, that the carbon has to be brought to its finalization, and until the Shema Tadeshin is not brought to its finalization, then we would have to put that back onto the Marocha in order to be able to do the final step of the Avoida, which is the Trumas HaDeshen. But if the aside we're dealing with is just that you're supposed to be clearing the Be'ach and removing ash from the Be'ach, over here, this particular Gecholim doesn't have that Halacha because it's already removed. That which is already removed does not have in it a din to remove it from the Be'ach because it already is removed. Zokter, that's why Rashi in Masechta Me'illah makes a distinction between the Gecholim of the Eitzim and the Gecholim of the Imurim. Rashi is making that distinction in the specific context of Poikin, that was Paku from the Be'ach and fell to the floor, of them, Zokter Rashi, as they are Sharif Azach, Zokter Rinesi Yitzchak. If you're talking about Gecholim, the Imurim, the Gecholim that was produced by the burning of the korbanos, that gachelos de imurim, that Rashi says correctly in Masechta Me'illah, that it's not brought to its finalization until the Trumas HaDeshen. Since that has not yet occurred, you have to put it back onto the Be'ach because it means that it still has a voidus, a korban that remains to be done with it. And of course, the gachelos de imurim is a korban; it comes from a korban and has to still remain. It's to be due to it its final steps of the voidus a korban. Masha Inkin, if you're talking about gachelos of eitzim zok the rinas yitzchok, all you could have on it is a din to clear it from the Be'ach, but it's impossible to have on it a din avoid as a korban because it didn't originate as a korban. There's no din korban on that. Mele, therefore, tainach if it's on the Be'ach, one could argue that it could comprise a component of the Trumas HaDeshen because it has in it a halacha component to clear from the Be'ach. Mele, therefore, included as a component part of the Trumas HaDeshen. But if it's off the Be'ach already because it was poikin, there, the only way to include it in the Trumas HaDeshen is to include it as a carbon entity, in terms of its carbon mahus, its carbon label. That can only happen if you're talking about the Gecholos de Emurim, which has a din carbon. It can't happen if you're talking about the Gecholos de Eitzim, because Gecholos de Eitzim, its entire yesoid, is to be cleared from the Be'ach. Here it was already poikin, it's already cleared from the Be'ach. It won't have in it any further a din to clear it from the Be'ach. And Melos at the Rinis Yitzchak, that Rashi in Masechta Me'illah is not mavur, it's not beferish in that Rashi, that they can't be a Trumas HaDeshen and Gecholos de Eitzim. What you do have in that Rashi is that Gecholos de Eitzim, which is already poikin from the Be'ach and already came off from the Be'ach, no longer has any halacha of Trumas HaDeshen that's shayach to it, since the only din of Trumas HaDeshen that could be shayach, the Gecholos de Eitzim, is to clear from the Be'ach, and here it's already cleared and already removed from the Be'ach. The Gemara discusses the Achsad Rois that were in the Azara, which the Mishnah mentions. The Achsad Rois were in the immediate inside perimeter, all around the inside perimeter of the Azara. You had what the Mishnah refers to as Achsad Rois. These are porticos or colonnades. They're a roofed area all around the inside perimeter of the Azara, which is supported by columns all around the inside. And the Mishnah mentions this, and the Gemara asks, how could there be Achsad Rois in the Azara? What happened to the halacha of Elazar ben Yankiv that you're not allowed to have Achsad Rois in the Azor, because it says, the Pshuta Shemikra, of course, means that you can't plant trees right near the Be'ach of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, but the Gemara darshins on that, loisita l'cho asherah, loisita l'cho kolates. Two independent halachas, one that you can't print asherah, one that you can't plant kolates, and kolates, in other words, includes even built-up structures, like an asadra, not just planting trees, and if so, you can't have any structure of wood in the Mokum Azora. So how could it be that the Achsadrois, which apparently the Gemara assumes was wood, how could it be that you had them there? And for the Gemara, the Achsadrois was Shalbinian, which means they were made out of stone, and they were not made out of wood. Now, there's actually a number of questions about this Gemara. One very important question discussed in the Meforshim is the question of this Isser of the Achsadrois is a Isser to Eraisa or Isser to Abonon. It certainly seems to be somewhat far removed from the Pshutai Shal Mikra. The Pshutai Shal Mikra is that you can't plant trees there. Is this din of Achsadrois the Pseksayer to Abonon, or is it truly an actual drosha? Now, the Ramban in Chumash, in the beginning of Parashas Shoftim, brings down that the fundamental idea that's asud in this pasuk is to plant trees right near the Be'ach. He says a person plants trees right near the Be'ach, thinks that it's kovoid v'hodor l'mezbe'ach Hashem. You think that that's actually special glory and dignifies the Be'ach of Hashem to plant trees there. However, we're asuring it because it's minigoy de avodah zorah, lit latasi lonis episka avodah zorah shalahem. It's the derech of avodah zorah, and therefore the Torah asud planting trees by the Be'ach. Then the Ramban says that Rashi in Chumash brings in a drasha of Chazal, that Rashi says in Chumash, "Leisita lecha kol eitz eitz al mizbech Hashem alekecha," and that is an ahora, like Rashi says, "Le neteya uleboine beharabayis," to plant trees or to even build structures of wood in the harabayis. And the Ramban says, according to that, you would have to read it "Leisita lecha ashera," period, and something else, "kol eitz," which includes even a built-up wood structure, "eitz al mizbech Hashem." The Ramban is machlut, however, he says, even though Rashi brings this thing down from Chazal, it's clear to him that a boine beharabayis, if you really build there, it's a smachter b'divrehem. It's certainly nothing more than a smachter, a rabbinic halacha, which was husmach onto the pasuk. It's not an actual drasha. The Ramban says the reason that's so clear is because the kosov loy osar elinatia loy sita locha asherah, etc. It's very clear to him, Zok the Ramban, that the only Issa deraisa is that which is actually planted into the ground, which is dahinu, a tree. And what Rashi speaks of, which is building structures there, that can only be a derabonon. So obviously the Ramban is going to learn that our Gemara likewise is only a harchoka derabonon and not an actual drosha deraisa. The Mizrahi, Rebellion Mizrahi, in his Peirush and Rashi over there, brings down the whole Ramban of the Rashi. And the Mizrahi says that although that's the shittas Ramban, the Mizrahi says that the Sifri is actually right over there, is mashma very stark for Kert. Opinion is that Zifri doesn't stim with the Ramban, because the language of the Zifri is over there that Menayin Lenatea Ilon, somebody who planted a tree, Uboine Baharabayas, built a building on the Harabayas, Shoevi Beloisa say, Tamad Loimar Kol Eitz, Eitz Omezbach Hashem Alekecha. So the language of Zifri is we're speaking about building a building, and we're saying that it's a Loisa say, Oevi Beloisa say, that's a very strong Loshin, Zokter Eli Mizrahi, and he said it's mashma to him that the Zifri is clearly holding that it's Mamash Issa Deraisa to build structures in the Harabayas, and not like the Ramban, who says that it is a Rabban. However, the Mizrahi says that apparently the Ramban understood that we don't go like this Sifri. He says that the Rambam is actually Meduyik the same way as the Ramban. And the Rambam also passes in the Yad that the building of structures is only the Rabbanon, because the Rambam's Loshen in the Yad is that it's also lasis achsadrois shall eitz b'mikdash. You're not allowed to make these achsadris of wood in the mikdash. Afal pishu b'binyon ve'eino eitz natua. Even though the Rambam is beforehand the Ramban's question, it's a binyon and it's not an eitz natua. It's not planted. And the pasuk says leisita l'cha. So the Rambam harchoka yaseirah he shenemar kol eitz. That's the Rambam's language. It's harchoka yaseirah, which the Mizrahi takes to mean that it's only a drabonon, just a harchoka. So he says the Rambam actually understood the same way as the Ramban that this is only an isur drabonon, but he says that the Free is actually going to hold that it is a din d'oraisa. The Be'er Sheva over here argues on this Ramban. The Be'er Sheva says that we find the common makoimois in Chazal Zokter, that Chazal use a loshoin of ovi beloisa, say, or similar expressions, even if it's not mamash meant as a deraisa, it's just an expression that Chazal use. And Shagiyah, you have a machloik zachroinim, Be'er Sheva against the Mizrahi, machloik kadmoinim, what the das of the Sifri is, and according to the opinion of the Mizrahi, the Sifri is saying that there's an actual issa deraisa in building structures. Now, in the loshoinois of the Rambam, the truth is, the Rambam in the Yad, there's different problems with the Lashon of the Rambam, and the Ravid touches on some issues as well. I wanted to discuss a little bit what the Rambam says in Tuma Koimois and what the Ravid says, and discuss what the Heindiges Forum say in Bim Mavar, what the Shittas HaRambam is. And the Rambam actually discusses this Isur in two separate places. In Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam brings down that it's also Lasois Achsadroi, Shal Eith B'Mikdash, etc., that we mentioned this before, that it's also to build a wooden Achsadris in the Mikdash, and the Rambam says that even though it's a binyan and it's not tumah, harchoki yaseiri. It's just an extra harchoka, etc. So the Rambam is matiyik that it's only isad rabbanon to build an achsadra. Elsewhere in the Yad, the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira speaks again of this iser to build things in the Mokam HaMikdash. Over there, there's no shum zecher in the Rambam that it's a gzer de abonon, and fakert, the Mashmoy says that it's the Raisa. The Rambam says over there in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, ein boinin boy, in other words, in the Mokam of the Mikdash, ein boinin boy, eight boy late klal, ela, oi ba'avonim, you're not allowed to build any protruding structure of wood. It has to be dafka, either stone, or it has to be levainim. But it cannot be, it has to be brick, cannot be wood. And over there, the Rambam makes no shum mention of the fact that this is only a hachoka and only a gzeir d'rabbanan. The Sefer Zivchei Tzedek points out regarding this Rambam, there's actually another diuk, which is very important to make in the Rambam's words. The Rambam says, "Ein boinin boy, eight boy late claw." What does the word boy mean specifically? Zokter, if you read carefully the entire context in the first parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, which is a discussion there, the Rambam is talking about the mitzvah of binyan Beis HaMikdash, how to build a Beis HaMikdash, what the nature of the mitzvah is. The Rambam says in the context of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, "Ein boinin boy, eight boy late claw, ela oy ba'avonim oy b'levainim." You can't be wooden structures. Zokter, that is a din according to the Shittas HaRambam and the Hilchos Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And the Hainu, what emerges, what comes out of the Diktuk Lashon of the Rambam Zokte, is the Rambam understood that within this one single pasuk of Loisita Lacha Ashera Kol Eitz, Eitz Mizbach Hashem, there's Tzvei Dinim, two Bazundera Halachas that have independent fundamentals, two different Yesoides. One Halacha is a Halacha in the Isra of planting, that you're not allowed to plant a tree near the Mokonet Be'ach. The other halacha is not meyusif fundamentally on the concept of planting, but rather its yusoid comes from the oifen of how you can and cannot build a Beis HaMikdash. When you're building the Beis HaMikdash, it cannot contain in the Mikdash complex wooden structures. That's in Hilchos Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Zok there, according to the understanding of the Rambam, we can do away with the taina of the Ramban, that this pasuk is telling you a mitzvah which is yusoido in the nitiya, in planting, loisita halacha, and therefore it's impossible, Zokti Ramban, that there should be a din d'oraisa of building which will be incorporated in that. Zokti Zivchei said that the Rambam would dismiss that, he would not hold it that, because according to the Shittas HaRambam, there are two fundamentally different halachas over here. And one halacha that actually emerges from this pasuk is a din in Hilchos Binyan Beis HaMikdash, how to build a Beis HaMikdash. What the pasuk is saying over here is Leisit Halacha Asherah, and it's a different din of Kol Eitz Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Aleikacha, which is really a halacha of how to build the Beis HaMikdash, and does apply to the halacha of building, and that din, Dr. Zivchei Tzedek, is a din to a raisa according to the Shittas HaRambam. Dr. Norvos then, when the Rambam got to Achsadra, the portico that's discussed in our sugya, the Rambam mentions specifically by Achsadra that is a harchoka yaseira, which implies it's a drabonon, and that is a besunder din, a special halacha in Achsadra, which is not a truly built-up structure. An Achsadra is basically a series of columns with a roof going, stretching over them and connecting them. And there is a rather cryptic statement in the Kesef Mishnah, that the Kesef Mishnah says, and we'll discuss, he says this in the context of the Ravid, which we'll talk about shortly, that the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Achsadra is not a truly built up a building. It's just individual columns, Eitzim Nefrodim, which happens to have a roof that stretched across them. And there, since these are so called Eitzim Nefrodim, individual sticks of wood, the 2x4s from Home Depot that are stuck vertically in the ground, and then have this so the roof across them, that is not a truly built-up binyan, and therefore the din of achsadra would actually be incorporated not in the din of binyan, the iser of boina bias, which is we're talking about a built-up structure, but rather that would be incorporated incorporated in the Isser of Netiyah, in the Isser of sticking a tree or sticking a wood into the Makom of the Azora. And there, since it's not truly planted into the ground, so there the Rambam is saying that Achsadri is only Hachoka Yaseir. In other words, Achsadri is incorporated in not in the second Yesoid of Hilchos Beis HaBechira of the Binyan HaBayis, but rather it's incorporated in the first Yesoid of the Isser Netiyah. And it's mentioned, therefore, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And that is Gzeir Darabon and Hachoka out of the Isser to plant a tree near the Mokom of Be'ach, and that the Rambam is saying is a Isser Darabon. That's the Zivchit Tzedek's Hezber in the Das HaRambam. Is Zochtov then the Zivchit Tzedek that if you learn it this way, we can understand the Ravid's comments on the Rambam in a Tifer Oifen, to come up with a clear understanding of the Das HaRavid. The Ravid comments on both of these Rambams. There's a Ravid and the Rambam in Hilchus Avodah Zorah. There's a comment for the Ravid on the Rambam in Hilchus Beis HaBechira, and the two statements that are made by the Ravid in the two places appear to be soiser one another. In Hilchos Avodah Zorah, the Ravid asked a couple of kashas. He asked the kasha from the Lishkas Kohen Gadol, which was constructed from eight, from wood, and yet apparently was mutter that it should be in the context, in the place of the Azorah, even though it was constructed from wood. Likewise, you have the temporary gezuztera, the temporary structure that was built for the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva, to hold the people, and it was constructed of wood as well. And how do you have that? So the Ravid answers these two kashas in Hilchos Avodah Zorah by saying that the Lishkas Kohen Gadol was a bayis, it was a house, and therefore not incorporated in this issur of loisita lecho asher kol eitz, which is talking about woods, individual woods, sticks, rather than a whole bayis. And regarding the gzuzter of this temporary podium, the structure that was built to hold the people, Simchas Beis HaShoyeva, and that the Ravid says that was l'shaita hoisa, that was just for a temporary thing. It was only temporary, and since it was only temporary, it does not violate the issur of l'sita l'cha asher kol eitz. In Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Ravid returns and asks both of those two kashas again and says a completely different answer. He says that the whole Isser of Leisita L'cha Yashayra Kol Eitz is only Mishar Nikner Ulefnim, only the Mokum of the Ezer Sisroel itself. There's a lashon of the Ravid there, Ezer Kainim, which is corrected by the Mishnah Melech. He says it's a mistake. Shar Nikner Ulefnim is Ezer Sisroel and Ezer Kainim. But the whole Mokum that has the actual Kedushas Azora, that's the spot that had the Isser. And since this Lishka of the Kohen Gadol, as well as these Gestrus Trois, were not in the Mokum of the Azora itself, the Gestrus was place in the Esas Noshim, so therefore you wouldn't have any Issa L'sita L'cho. It's a very big steer in the Ravid here. He has the same kash in two places and says different answers in the two Mekoymes. However, Zokta Zivchit Tzedek is actually a very tiefer gedank, a deep idea that emerges clearly if you think carefully about the two contexts of the Rambam, which the Ravid placed his comments in the two Mekoymes. These are actually the two different kashes, and consequently they require two different truths, and they're not a steer to one to the other. In Hilchos Avodah Zorah, the question that Ravid is going on is this Lishkas Kohen Gadol and the Gzustra in the Esas Noshim, are they a stira to the din of Leisita L'cho Asher Kol Eitz, the din of planting the wood? That's the issue of planting. Over there, the Ravid says, Shar Favort, as far as Lishkas Kohen Gadol, it was a bias. Since it was a bias, it doesn't violate the issue of planting. In other words, that certainly would not answer the question that you could ask a different kasha from the other Rambam, or the other Yesoid, Leisita L'cho Kol Eitz Eitzel Mizbach, or the Eitz Eitzel Kol Eitz Eitzel Mizbach, and over there, the Hatzal Locha, and Hilchos Binyan based on Megdash, and it certainly does apply the bias is. That's a separate question. But in Hilchos Avodah Zorah, where the question was regarding the issue of planting the wood, of them, Zok the Ravid, they are good, that although we do find, at least on the Rabbanan level, the Rambam incorporates Achsadrois into the Isser, because an Achsadra, like we said before, is not an actual bias, and this is where the Kesef Mishnah says his words. An Achsadra contains basically of individual poles that are stuck into the floor of the Azorah, and they happen to have a roof over them. That is something which, at least on the Rabbanan level, is incorporated into Isser of Lisit. You're not allowed to plant, you can't plant individual wood. Mashenk and Lishkas and Godel, which was not much a built-up structure of wood, that is not shayach to the Issa L'sita L'cho, it's not individual wood at all, it's a bias. Likewise, as far as the kasha of the Gezustra that was placed in the Esas Noshim for Simcha Beis HaShoyev, you could say L'shayto Hoysa, it was only for a short time. And since it was temporary for a short time, Zokta Sivchei Tzedek, it's not, it's all similar to the din of L'sita L'cho, the Issa of planting a tree. Planting a tree by definition implies kvius. This doesn't have any kvius, it's just L'shayto. Braita, and therefore those are the truths in the Raya that gives an Hilchos Avodah Zarah to explain why these two things are not nichlal in the Isra of Leisita Lecha, the Isra to plant the tree, the Raisa or the Rabbana. Masha Enkein in Hilchos Beis Avichira, over there the Kasha of the Raya is going on as a different Shaila. It's based on the same Pasuk, but it's based on the other Yisoy that emerges from the Pasuk. There's an Isra in Hilchos Beis Avichira, Binyan Beis Avichira, that you're not allowed to incorporate buildings of wood into the Binyan. So on that, the Ravid is asking again the same two kashas, but for example, he would never be able to answer to this, that the Lishkas Kohen Gadol was a bias. So what is a bias? The whole yesod of this Isser, according to the chelik of the din that's brought in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the yesod is that you can't build a bias as part of the Mikdash complex, which is a bias of wood. So therefore, on that, the Ravid had to say a different teretz, that the only Isser is of Mishar Nikna V'Lefnim, the actual Ezes Yisrael. Lishkas Kohen Gadol was not part of the actual Mokna that was Mekudesh in the Mekudesh Ezes Yisrael, and therefore didn't have that Isser. Likewise, as far as the Gezuster Zokter, which was L'Shaita, the fact that it's temporary Zokter doesn't mafkia the whole Shem Binyan. You're still building, and you're still building a Binyan. So it's L'Shaita then would suffice to enter the Kasha from Hilchot Avodah Zorah, that over there, let it be Nichon L'Sita L'Cho, you can't plant a tree or the Rabbanon level to put up a pole similar to a tree, but then the Isser of L'Sita, the Raisa, the Rabbanon is only applicable when it's permanent and not when it's L'Shaita, not when it's temporary. Mashen can be here, it's a question of adding a building to the Mikdash complex or putting a wooden structure in the Mikdash complex, and that's not going to be answered by saying it was L'Shaita, it should still be Osir. So that the Rebbe had to say a different teretz, and the Rebbe had to answer it's not Shar Nikon of Lefnim, it's in the Ezes Noshim and not within the actual Dush of the Ezes Yisrael, and therefore, in Ilchot Beis HaBechira, the teretz to the Kasha from the Beis HaBechira Dikki Yisoyin, the teretz to then has to be that these is not, these Mekoimois, these Lishkas Kohen Gadol, and the Gezustra that was put up for the Ilchot Beis HaShayevo, that they were not in the Mokoim that contains the Isser. Dr. Divchit said that he could take this even a step further and argue that this teretz that Ravid says that it was Shan Nikner V'Lefnim, the Isser is only Shan Nikner V'Lefnim, and not that which is outside of the Kedushas Azora, the Ezes Noshim, or the like, that teretz would not work for the Ravid's Kasha in Hilchot Avodah Zorah. It only works for the Ravid's Kasha in Hilchot Beis HaBechir, which is why the Ravid needs two sets of terutzim. One teretz for Hilchot Avodah Zorah, one teretz for Hilchot Beis HaBechir. Why, Zokter? Because in Hilchot Avodah Zorah, the Isser is not to plant a tree, Eitzel Mizbeach Hashem, that's Loshna Pasik, Eitzel Mizbeach Hashem. You could argue that as long as it's in the general vicinity of the Mizbeach Hashem, even if it's not a Mokum that has Kedushas Azorah, even if the Mokum is a little bit outside the Kedushas Azorah, like the Gezustra was in Ezes Noshim, Lishkas Kohen Gadol was a Mokum that was outside the perimeter of the Kedushas Azorah, even then, it would still be Eitzel Mizbeach Hashem, and Meila, that Isser Zokter is not limited to the Mokum that's within the Shar Nikner has Kedushas Azorah, and that's why in the Hilchot Avodah Zorah, the Rav needed a different teretz. He stated that one thing is a bias, and one thing is a Lashor, etc., etc. He couldn't just tell you that it's not within the geographic confines of Shar Nikner. But when you talk about Hilchot Beis HaBechira, to not add to structures in the Mikdash complex, there, only the Mokum of the Azorah is Kaddish to build a Mikdash on it, and therefore, only within the Kaddish Azorah do we have a Yisoid that there is an Issa to build a Boina Mikdash Dikabatim, which are made out of wood. So that's why the Rabbi is saying very good that in Hilchot Beis HaBechira, then Yisoid only applies to Shar Nikner V'Lefnim and doesn't apply to the Lishkas Kohen Gadol or to the Gezustra that was built in the Simchat Beis HaShayev. Now the emes is that the Ikra Shaila that the Ravid brings up, whether the Isur is applicable only in the Azorah itself or in even outside of the Azorah, that Shaila is really a machloikis in the Sefri, and it's discussed by different Gedoilim. The Sefri brings down, I mentioned it just very briefly before, there's an Isur of Lesitalocha Ashera, and that's an Isur the Sefri says, Noitea Ashera over Beloi Sase, to plant a tree in the proximity of the Bech. Then it says, Aminayin to Ilon, Ulaboina Bias Bahar Habayas. In other words, Har Habayas, it says, Shuva Beloisase Tamaloima Kolate Mizbach Hashem Alekecha. That's the Tanakama of the Sifri, and he is Mavur that being Boina Abayas in the Har Habayas, even outside of the Mokum Kedushas Hazorah, anywhere in the vicinity of the Har Habayas, on the Har Habayas, is going to be in violation of the second din of Kolate Mizbach Hashem. However, Belezaman Yankiv over there argues, that Ben Yankiv Oimir, Menayan Shein Oitzen Achsadro Ba'azoro, So the Ben Yankiv stresses that the Isser is only in the Azorah, and the Mefarshim speak out on the Sifri that the Tanakam and Rebbe Lezer actually argue about where the Isser is applicable to. According to the Tanakhama, this Isser is applicable in the entire Habayis. According to Elizabeth Yankiv, it's applicable only in the Azor. It's only applicable inside of the Azor. And this, the Ravid is saying, the Ravid is writing that he's going lahalacha, in other words, that the Isser is only applicable within the confines of the Shar Nikner, or within the Shar Nikner, which means to say that will be only within the Azor and not in the Harabayas. However, there is a Shiloh in the Mepharshim HaRambam, what the Rambam held. This is not a completely clear thing. The Radvaz over there in his parish on the Rambam understands that the Ravid is coming to be Masig on the Rambam. He says that's the Dikta Koloshin of the Ravid. The Rambam, in other words, was understood by the Ravid to learn that the Isser is in the entire Harabayas and not just in the confines of the Shar Nikna v'lefnim and the Ezer Yisroel, but the Ravid is arguing on this Rambam and saying that the Isser is only within the confines of the Shar Nikna. The Radvaz writes that he personally, however, would have read the Rambam also, that you could argue that the Rambam also understood the Isser is only within the Azor itself, but he learns, in other words, that that's a Shaila in the Das HaRambam, and that the Ravid learned the Rambam that the Isser is in the whole Harabayas. The Kesef Mishnah over there writes that Pashtus, he says, he could learn that the Isser is only within the Ezer Yisroel, and that outside this result, there's no Isser. As we're saying, it's really a machloikas in the Sifri Pashtus, and you have a shaila how we paskin with regard to the Sifri. The suggestion of the Zivchei Tzedek, however, is that perhaps you can mechalik between the Sveidinim. As far as the Isser of Boina adding to the structure of the Mikdash, that Isser will only be applicable in the Mokon Haslushas Hazora, and only within the confines of the Shar Nikna V'lefnim. Masha Enkein, the Isser of planting a tree, Samuch, and Be'ach Hashem, that Yisoid of that Isser, so that that could be applicable, a filu outside of the Kedusha HaZorah in the entirety of the Harab.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Klaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.